The DA's Private Members Amendment Bill to the Prevention of Illegal Evictions Act has now been referred to the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements by the Speaker of the National Assembly. Illegal land grabs have become a crisis across South Africa, placing enormous financial and logistical burdens on municipalities. Money required to secure sites against invasions is now reallocated from housing budgets, which deprives law-abiding citizens of their rightful housing opportunities. According to 4.7 of the current Act, where an unlawful occupier has been occupying a property for more than 6 months, the court must consider whether or not it is fair and equitable to provide alternative accommodation before issuing an eviction order. In recent judgments, the courts have interpreted this section to place a responsibility on municipalities to provide permanent, formal housing within a specific radius to unlawful occupiers. The DA's amendment bill will criminalise the incitement of illegal land invasions regardless of whether or not financial exchanges occurred. It will extend the explicit criteria that courts must consider before granting an order for alternative accommodation, and it will require the courts to specify a length of time, if any, that a municipality is required to provide such alternative accommodation. The DA has always been at the forefront of protecting private property rights whilst ensuring that the poorest and most vulnerable in our society are cared for by the state. But if decisive action is not taken to address and regulate the issue of ongoing and orchestrated land invasions, this crisis will materialise as legislatively enabled expropriation without compensation. The public and civil society are invited to send their comments on the DA's private amendment bill to legislation@da.org.za.